Welcome to the Two Journeys Bible Study Podcast. This podcast is just one of the many resources available to you for free from Two Journeys Ministry. If you're interested in learning more, just head over to twojourneys.org. Now on to today's episode. Today we are beginning an exciting journey in the book of Revelation. I'm your host, Wes Treadway, and I'm here with Pastor Andy Davis. Andy, this book is phenomenal. So much for us to learn and glean from the insights that we'll have over the coming weeks. What was the Holy Spirit's purpose in giving us the book of Revelation?
Well, Wes, I'm really excited. This is going to be a phenomenal time in the book of Revelation. There's so many powerful themes. And what a great question to ask, I think, about every book of the Bible. What is the Holy Spirit's purpose in giving us this, one of the 66 books of the Bible? But the whole Bible culminates in this final book, the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is the climactic end to the canon of Scripture. It's the indispensable final word of the Holy Spirit to the human race. The word revelation comes from the Greek word apokalypsis, meaning unveiling, or removing of a veil. The book unveils invisible realities that God deeply desires his people to know, especially to, right from Revelation 1:1, the hidden glories of Jesus Christ and the mysteries of the future. Revelation 1:1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, so the unveiling of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the things that must soon take place. That's the future. So these are the two great unveiled themes of the book of Revelation.
Let's dig a little deeper into those two points. Let's start with the glories of Christ. How does the book of Revelation unveil the hidden glories of Christ?
Well, first, the book of Revelation unveils the glories of Christ as the resurrected Lord of heaven and earth, and as the coming conqueror of all the forces of wickedness that oppress his precious people. So whereas in the first coming, Christ is displayed as meek and lowly, having no beauty or majesty that we should desire him, in his second coming, Christ is revealed as a warrior riding before the armies of heaven with a sharp double-edged sword coming out of his mouth with which he will slaughter all of his enemies. In the meantime, Christ is also revealed at the beginning of the book of Revelation as our resurrected and glorified high priest, with a white robe and a golden sash, ministering directly among the seven golden lampstands, which represent all local churches throughout all time. The final display of the glories of Christ is in the new heaven and new earth and in the new Jerusalem, which are radiantly illuminated by him and by God for all eternity.
Now, the second invisible reality that you mentioned was the mysteries of the future. What are some of those mysteries, and how does the book of Revelation serve to unveil those for us?
Well, the book of Revelation unveils the mysteries of the future that are even beyond us now. Certainly it was future when John the Apostle received the revelation, but many of these things are still in our future as well. They've been in the future of every generation of Christians from that time until this present one. So I think it especially covers the cataclysmic events immediately preceding the second coming of Christ and the end of the world. And the steps toward that final end are marked by three series of sevens, seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls. Heaven initiates this series of sevens, but it is the earth that feels the devastating effects of each one. They represent the judgments of God on a wicked human race, including staggering ecological disasters, such as the world has never yet seen. All of it culminates in a time of tribulation so horrible that only the direct intervention of Christ once again into the world can save his people. So that's some of the future as depicted in the book of Revelation.
Now, there are other themes besides that we'll see beyond just these two, or maybe they're subsets of these two that we'll explore on a macro level. What other themes will we discuss in this book?
Well, central to the message of the book of Revelation is the terrible wickedness of the enemies of Christ, both satanic / demonic and human. And it culminates in the reign of the beast from the sea, the Antichrist, and his terrible persecutions on all who refuse to worship him as God. This final form of rebellious human government and idolatrous human religion is destroyed by the splendor of Christ's coming and the breath of his mouth, the word of his judgment.
Now, how does the book of Revelation provide hope for us as Christians? In light of these yet future realities, how can we glean hope as we walk through this study together?
Well, hope to me has to do with a sense, a conviction in the heart that the future is bright. And what could be brighter than the New Jerusalem, New Heaven, New Earth? All of it comes from the fact that we believe that God is absolutely sovereign over the unfolding events of human history, and he is bringing this entire story to a glorious end. So that's where our hope comes from. But specifically, the final glories of the eternal state, the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, they are presented in two spectacular chapters at the end of the Bible. They're presented briefly, powerfully, radiantly. And they give vital details to our hope for a world in which there will be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain, and in which we will see finally the face of God, a direct revelation of the glories of God and of Christ.
Andy, what final thoughts do you have for us as we prepare to walk through this book together?
The book of Revelation is unique in that it directly promises a blessing on all who read it and take to heart its message. And the message is complex. There are complex apocalyptic symbols and imagery, but also, I believe, direct predictions of things that will happen. And so weaving together a grammatical, historical, future revelation along with symbolic apocalyptic language is complex. And yet, those that work hard at the complex words and images and take to heart these powerful truths will be blessed. And so our desire is that the Lord will use this podcast and these discussions on chapter after chapter in the book of Revelation to bless all who hear it.
Well, Andy and I are excited to walk through this book with you and want to invite you to join us next time for episode 1 in our Revelation Bible Study podcast, where we'll discuss Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. Thank you for listening to the Two Journeys podcast, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Thank you for listening to this resource from twojourneys.org. Feel free to use and share this content to spread the knowledge of God and build his kingdom. Only we ask that you do so for non-commercial purposes and in accordance with the copyright policy found at twojourneys.org. Two Journeys exists to help Christians make progress in the two journeys of the Christian life, the internal journey of sanctification and the external journey of gospel advancement. We do this by exporting biblical teaching for the good of Christ's church and for the glory of God.